missed the first 2 minutes of our show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Swaziland to Auckland, Montecito, California to Panama City, Panama to across the pond, London, England. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody from the Tastemakers. We got listeners around the globe, I hear, huh? That's a fact, Mark. That is a fact. And I'd like to start off the show today by making an extra happy, grand, warm welcomes to London, England today, Mark. From what I understand, we have a lot of people listening today.
Yeah, we have one of our publicity clients is based there, Luing Andrew.
I think we're pronouncing his name correctly.
Yeah, we are. He got me a word last week. We've got the right pronunciation. Yeah. So, welcome. Thanks for listening, and we'll get to you in just a second. Let's start the show with our usual business about birthdays, right?
Every week, Mark, there's always somebody's special birthday today.
Is that right?
You know, it's amazing. I mean, 365 days a year, there's probably about, I don't even know how many celebrity birthdays there are every day, but a good amount of them, like usual, today. So happy birthday wishes to, I think she's Justin Timberlake's wife, Jennifer Beale, right?
Didn't yeah, that's they get married correct. That's correct.
Did they have a kid? Did she get pregnant?
I don't think so.
I mean, that celebrity marriage kind of went into. Oh, by the way, I think Carrie Underwood, she had a baby today,
yeah.
Her first one.
Congratulations to
her.
Baby Underwood.
And that will probably be included in our Hollywood Moms gift bag coming up later this year.
This summer, yeah.
Anyhow, so happy birthday, Jessica Biel. She is 32 years old today.
32. And what's your claim to fame, really? If somebody says to me, Jessica Biel, what have you done?
I know the name.
Was she in Fantastic Four?
No, that was Jessica Alba.
Oh, Alba. Yeah. Okay, Biel and Alba. That's the problem.
I know she's very famous, but I got to tell you, Mark.
Very famous?
If I saw her standing in the corner, I wouldn't know who she was.
I would walk right past
her. But I don't know what her claim to fame is. Did she start out with being a model?
I don't know. I can't name a movie she's been in.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Jessica Biel. Okay, so she's 32 today.
Who was the girl that was in Flashdance?
Jessica. And she made a comeback a couple years ago. She was the police chief on that show on Fox, which I loved. Was she
Mob Doctor. Wasn't that Mob Doctor?
Yeah, Jessica.
See, I was thinking that's Jessica Biel.
Jessica. Wow.
Anyhow, move on.
Okay, anyhow. Alexander Graham Bell.
Now, Alexander, granted, the father of the modern telephone.
Yeah, granted, he's been dead many, many years, but today is his birthday. And if he was alive today, how old do you think he'd be?
He would be, let's see, I'll tell you exactly how old he was. Let me see. 188.
You were 20 years off, buddy. It's 168. He'd be 168 years old today.
Okay, I have to question that.
Julie Bowen. Modern Family. One of your favorite shows.
I love it.
Yeah, she is celebrating 44 candles on the...
44, huh?
44 on the old birthday cake today. What kind of birthday cake she's going to be having today. I'm sure they're filming today and they're celebrating on the set. Zico is 61 today.
Who's Zico?
Soccer player, former soccer player. Some of these soccer players have these crazy names. Herschel Walker, former Heisman Trophy winner at the University of Georgia, 1980. Herschel Walker, Dallas Cowboy, former Dallas Cowboy,
right, 52 today. 52, huh?
Long gone, died at age 26, Jean Harlow.
Wow, 26?
She died at age 26, that's correct.
Okay.
If she was alive today. I'm surprised Hollywood, you know, Hollywood, you go to Hollywood, they got Elvis Presley stuff, James Dean, Marilyn Monroe, John Wayne. I'm surprised they have nothing
for
Jean
Harlow. She didn't make an impact, I guess, before she died, other than the fact that she was a Hollywood actress.
Dead at age 26, she'd be 104 today. And that's not too crazy. Doable.
Well, look at this. Kirk Douglas is going to be 100 next year.
Yeah, so 104 isn't that crazy.
No, it isn't.
David Faustino, his claim to fame, the only thing I could think of from him is Married with Children. He came to one of our gifting suites a couple years ago.
Yeah, the kid, right?
Yeah, the kid. He's 40 today.
Wow, 40.
He's 40 today. Lil Flip, rapper, Lil Flip. Don't know who the hell that is, but
22?
Anyhow. 33.
Mm-hmm.
Former Olympian, Jackie Joyner-Kersee.
Wow.
How old?
38.
Wow, she's 52. So She, I guess, was in the Olympics, like 84 Olympics. That's where she made her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. Our buddy, Mark, celebrity chef Tyler Florence.
Tyler Florence.
43. He's 43 today.
Probably, right?
43 today.
Yeah, did we meet him at the Food Network 20th anniversary in New York City a couple years ago?
That's right. We met them all, Mark. We met them all.
Yeah, we do. We meet them all. Yeah.
Sooner or later, I mean, at any given time when the commercial's
on. We're going to meet them all.
Yeah.
Right.
Scotty from...
who's dead. From Star Trek?
Yeah, he died in 2005. He would have been 90 today.
90?
Yeah.
He wow.
Been, how old is...
Spock was 83 when
Spock
he passed away.
Spock was 83. How old is Shatner?
81 or 82.
And how old is George Takei? He's like 70.
Yeah, I guess he must be the youngest one.
So he must have been the youngest one.
Yeah, the kid. Bones was...
Bones was probably the oldest.
Yeah.
I mean, if Scotty would have been 90 today.
Right. Well, when Bones died, I think he was 90 a couple years ago.
So that concludes our happy birthday.
Well, let's not forget yesterday's birthday. I know that we only do birthdays today, but yesterday was a big birthday.
Yesterday was...
Bieber turned 21.
That's right, 21. Has celebrated on a private island.
Yeah,
boy, I can't believe he's already 21. Boy,
21 all of a sudden. And it seems like he was just 12.
Yeah, and he's worth like $200 million.
Gosh.
And this is going to be a good roast, a comedy roast on Comedy Central at the end of the month, this month. Roasting him.
Yeah, so, should be interesting. I don't know when you roast a kid, though. I mean, he's 21. But he's just turned 21.
It's not a question, but it's the people that are going to be roasting him.
I know. Who they got for this thing?
I don't know, but a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork to be a part of this.
I don't know. I'll watch it if nothing else is happening. But
anyhow,
no,
so he's 21 today.
And, big deal.
Well, you're the one that brought
just
it up.
Just trying to stay relevant here, pal. Trying to stay relevant.
Yeah, so he's 21. Boy. And his father, I guess his father has been like an outcast, right?
Mr. Bieber?
So did you see the pictures of his father like in the background of all these pictures?
No.
He must be living the life. I know the mother has, you know, she's always been in the picture. But
his mother's only like 14 years older than he is, I think, right?
Yeah, like 16, 17 years older than him. She's like 38 or 39.
Gosh,
but anyhow, the father is like an outcast, but he was like at this party. I mean, I wonder what kind of stipend he gets. I'm sure he gets something.
Yeah, he's probably a consultant for security or a consultant for business or some
still
consultancy that he gets $1 million
still
a month.
But the picture in the background, he's wearing this baseball cap, and he looks like just some dude on the street.
Well, he really is just some dude on the street, right?
But how cool is that, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. What's first on the agenda today? Where should we start? We've got a.
Well, you want to start out with across the pond, Mark?
One of our newest clients in publicity, Mr. Luing Andrew. We welcome him. He's been with us for a little bit now, and he's over there in London, or not in London, I guess. He's in England, northern England, or northern London.
Outside of London.
He's got this new picture that is coming out. I think it's July of this year or June of this year. I was on IMDb yesterday, and it looked like I think it was June or July. And this movie's called Eight-ish.
I like the name.
And that's the numeral eight and ish. I-S-H.
Like, let's do dinner on eight-ish.
Eight-ish, right.
But I'm not sure what exactly the movie's about.
Well, I'll tell you what it's about. Sean O'Shea, who's played by Luang Andrew.
I love the name, Sean O'Shea.
And his family, connections with Ganglin, London, and the IRA. Now, when you hear Ganglin, London, I think most people...
I think of the craze.
I'm not even thinking that. I'm thinking, because I was watching Masterpiece Theater, Downton Abbey.
Love it.
They're having their fancy dinners, and they've all got these elegant clothes and tea time, and nobody's got manners like the Brits.
Right.
Then when you hear Ganglin, London, it's almost unthinkable.
Well,
you
like
know,
you
you're thinking Savile Row and, you know,
well, the only thing I think
Downing Street.
Is, like I said, the craze, and they were like in the 50s and 60s,
I understand that, but most people aren't thinking London and the craze and Ganglin and Sexy Beast and Sir Ben Kingsley. They are thinking, good afternoon, hello, how have you been?
Okay, well, continue talking about 80s,
yeah,
Mark, they don't want to, our listeners don't want to hear about your crappy English accent.
So I think my English accent is perfect. Yes.
Bloody
there's many
well.
Different
hey,
accents.
What?
Is you
what?
Cockney,
hey,
which
you're making a, you're making a joy.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, anyhow, eight-ish. And, you know, Luang plays Sean O'Shea, which I love that name. You know, Sean O'Shea.
Yeah, I love it.
It's all about his family connections with Ganglin, London, and the IRA.
Yeah.
This is a small independent picture produced by Little Fury Film Production.
Say it again, Mark.
Little Fury Film Production, based in Brighton, England.
Did you say Brighton?
Brighton, like the Brighton Strangler.
The Brighton Strangler.
See, now that's another form of my English accent. Well, I could say it like Cockney, like, yeah, Brighton, the Brighton Strangler. Hey, good night.
I need to apologize to our listeners. The princely
English accent says, hello, how have you been? They never say governor.
This is James Mason.
They never say governor. It's only the Cockney.
What do you mean they never say governor? Michael Caine's always saying
Michael
governor.
Michael Caine's got the Cockney accent. Listen to what I'm saying, Bonehead. The Cockney accents are the ones that use governor, but the ones that say, hello, spot of tea at Downton Abbey, those guys never use governor.
Bloody well. Yeah. So let's hear some more about Little Fury Film Production.
Move 8-ish also stars Simona Roman, Jeff Stewart, and Alistair McNabb. Now, that's a true English name.
Yeah.
I love these, you know, Graham.
Yeah.
Gordon. Alistair.
Yeah. Alistair, yeah.
You know,
how about Ebenezer? Does Ebenezer fall into that category?
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, okay, just Scrooge, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
but these are great.
So is this
English
film already
names.
In the can, Mark? Is this already?
Well, they're in post-production. I believe they're in post-production. This is set for release in June or July.
Mm-hmm.
Great little company called Little Fury Film Productions, based in Brighton, England. So we wish the Little Fury Film Production good luck in promoting this thing, releasing it, post-production, and...
We'll do what we can to give a big shout out here in the States. Now, also, Luang, isn't he also currently working, doing some Shakespeare right now?
Yeah, I think we mentioned that last week. He's Hamlet. He's doing Hamlet.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And then I think he's going to be coming to the States in New York latter part of March or April.
So let's stay on it. Let's stay on it and see what's going on. All right, well, good. Best of luck to you guys, and we hope to see you when you get to the States, Luang.
Yeah.
So what else is going on over here on our agenda today?
Well, did you see the new episode of the new season of The Following started last night?
I was kind
of
disappointed with that.
I was kind of disappointed. You know, I think, Mark, this is one of those shows where the first season was fantastic. The second season was pretty darn good, but it slipped a little bit. I think this is one of those shows that you could really only go a couple seasons.
Yeah, you're right.
Before it starts getting too wacky and too quirky and, you know. I mean,
no doubt about that.
I mean,
it was interesting. It wasn't bad. You know, maybe it's going to take an episode or two to get moving.
Because it seems like after season one and two, and it's a year later now, then all of a sudden they're starting it all up again.
Yeah.
So at the end of this season, right. I mean, I don't know.
And this is what I think is going to happen again. Because what's his face, the main guy, Carol. He's set to be executed. So what's going to happen is, just before execution, they're going to break him out again. And then we got season four.
I'm surprised. We didn't even see him last night, did we?
No.
Didn't even see him last
night. So then we're going to have season four. So
yeah. So, I mean, a lot of good shows, a lot of good television coming on this week. And
yeah, the new show started, The Last Man on Earth, with Will Ferrell. Not Will Ferrell. With what's that guy's
Bill
name?
Hader? No, it's not Bill Hader. I get Bill Hader mixed up with this guy.
Anyhow, he was
in
the
former SNL guy. Yeah.
He played MacGruber.
He's the last guy on the Earth. It's supposed to be comedy, right?
It is a comedy. I didn't watch. I TiVo'd it. I haven't gotten around to seeing it yet.
I TiVo'd as well. I know The Good Wife returned as well.
Which was, again, it was okay. I always like when the guy, Colin Sweeney, the character is in there. Colin Sweeney, he's the guy who murders all his wife.
Yeah.
That's good. Another new show started on ABC on Sunday night. I TiVo'd it and watched it last night, this Lies and Secrets.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. And then there was the third episode last night. So,
well, actually, Mark, last night it was a replay of Sunday.
Oh, was it?
I watched it last night, Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, they do that a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
But it usually, when something airs on Sunday or Monday, they replay it on Friday or Saturday.
Dang.
This was very odd that they... I guess maybe they knew that they were running up against The Good Wife. They were running up against Downton Abbey, which, by the way, Downton Abbey was fantastic. It's not back till January of next year.
I think I missed an episode because the last episode I saw was when their dog was real sick with the cancer and he took him to bed.
That was last week.
Right. Okay, that was last week. Right, and then I'm watching last night's Sunday night's episode, and it starts. They didn't even mention the dog.
Yeah,
and the one girl is in prison.
Yeah,
when did she get arrested?
She got arrested. She just got arrested on Sunday
in the first episode.
Yeah,
Sunday night's episode.
Yeah, Sunday night's episode. It was a 2-hour episode.
Right
at the start, they arrested her.
I got to play it back then because I must have forwarded too much.
Yeah,
then.
They arrested her in the first like 10 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, so I can't believe it's a year till it returns again.
Yeah, it's the same thing to do with Mad Men. You know?
So which is too long.
What happened.
Yeah, you definitely do. But a lot of good TV, so I would assume that's why they were replaying it last night. That looked like a good show. I watched it. There's another good show coming out with Timothy. On Thursday, it's another crime show.
Oh, Crimes and Punishment.
And Punishment, something like that. It looks pretty good.
It does look good. It's just before it goes on right after Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that looks good too.
So you watch How to Get Away with Murder, don't you?
No, never one. Oh, okay. I watched a couple minutes of the first episode. I didn't like it.
Because I know it was the season finale last week, and they showed who I guess was the killer.
That big deal.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we attended a great event last week in Beverly Hills, and who knew there was even an association of estate managers?
Yeah.
This was an event that was taking place at the Peter Lick Art Gallery in Beverly Hills on Beverly Drive last Thursday night, which was great because it was all the food and all the booze you had.
It almost had all the components of what we required
but
to get
this
out.
This event was it's the Estate Managers Association. And for our listeners out there in Bangor, Maine, or Des Moines, Iowa, who probably don't have a lot of estates out there as we do here in Beverly Hills, Holmby Hills, Bel Air, Brentwood, this is an association of individuals whose primary position is to run estates and the operation of the daily operation of these massive 20,000 foot or 20,000 square foot mansions and estates here in the hills. And this is, I guess, kind of like Carson from Downton Abbey, except he's in charge of the operation or the daily running of the estate.
He's
right?
Like the concierge of the estate.
So, yeah, he takes care of, I guess, maybe
everything.
Hiring the gardeners, doing renovations, cleaning, I don't know. Like
buying
you said, concierge.
Buying new pillowcases, buying new silverware.
Now, this is a gig to have because, and who knew there was association? So we're at this packed gallery eating, dining,
gourmet
drinking,
food.
And everyone around us is estate managers, and they're all there. This is like their annual meeting or their monthly meeting. They get together like a mixture to eat, drink, and have a good time. And what they do is the managers, the Estate Managers Association, they reach out to all these fancy restaurants and dessert places and beverages and say, come to this place, give out your food, give out your drink, set up your business cards there. And when the estate managers come, if they like you, who knows, they may hire you to do their next function. So
right.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it was fantastic. I mean, they had it was like a filet mignon the guy was preparing. Small pieces, but as much as you wanted. I mean, he looked like he was in the kitchen, you know, at his, celebrity chef.
Yeah, I didn't even know this type of position existed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess when you think of it, Mark, you probably did. You didn't give that much thought that there was an organization of that many people. You probably figured there's got to be. I mean, I guess
I didn't because usually in the movies, the main butler guy is in charge of the cleaning staff, the gardeners, and everybody. So the main butler guy is handling everything.
I mean, how do you even get into this field? I mean,
that's a good question, and that's something that need to be looked into. This event on Thursday night, Beverly
beautiful
Hills,
art too,
was sponsored by Burgess Luxury Yachts, and they had this program or this magazine. This is a wonderful magazine.
You could hurt somebody with that magazine.
Yeah, and
it's thick.
It's huge, and it's all about Burgess, the 40-year anniversary, too. Yeah. I don't know. Did you have a chance to look at this thing?
I did. I mean, it's
this is
all
insane.
Yachts. Yeah.
It's 40 years of the super yacht with Burgess, and you look through this thing, and
it's like
a Montgomery Ward catalog, but it's all super yachts.
Right.
You wouldn't think that there's such a market for these things are unbelievable in this magazine.
Well, where you saw today in the news, didn't you, about all the new billionaires? There's 40 new
which
billionaires.
Which we're going to be mentioning here in a minute.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm just saying that market is growing on a daily basis.
209 new billionaires this year alone.
And the youngest one is 24 from Snapchat.
Right.
But so like you just said, Mark, you wouldn't think that there'd be such a market. We're just so oblivious to it. I mean, this is a growing market on a daily basis.
Luxury.
So luxury. And, I mean, look, like you said, I'm looking through that I was going to say magazine, but
it's a catalog.
It's a catalog,
really.
And those are exactly that. They're super yachts.
50-foot yachts, 100-foot. I like this name of this one, the Moonraker.
Is that the one that looks kind of like a submarine?
No.
But you saw the one that looked kind of like a submarine.
Yeah. Blue Attraction, Red Anchor.
They don't
Genevieve.
Have the prices on there, do they?
Here's one called the African Queen. Yeah, most of these have prices.
Oh, yeah. Just pick one and give the price.
Okay.
Anyone.
I'm looking for the price on this one. This one doesn't have the price.
But anyhow, great way to sponsor an event with all these estate planners. How many people you think were there last week?
Must have been about 100.
It was jam-packed.
Yeah, it must have been 100.
You could barely move. And it was in an art gallery, which is fantastic.
Again, a win-win situation for everybody because the estate planners that are there are looking at the artwork and thinking, this Peter Lick masterpiece here would look great in the study of His lordship.
Yeah.
Kind of skimpy with the champagne. I wasn't drinking the champagne, but you were. I mean, they were pouring, what, just a couple swallows in your glass?
I had more than that.
Oh,
yeah.
In each glass?
Were, yeah.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
Sure.
Because I know they were very generous with the red wine.
Yeah.
And I just thought they were. And the cake. I forgot the name of that cake company.
Oh, boy, was that good, though,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
He was slicing up three slices of cake.
Yeah.
Three
that was too
slices.
Much cake.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I did have a slice of each. But now, when I'm saying a slice, they weren't like a whole slice of cake like you get at a wedding or a birthday party.
Bigger than a sampling.
Yeah.
But this was win-win for everybody. It was a win for Burgess Yachts for promoting their yachts to be there. It was a win for all the restaurants and alcohol beverages that were being there, promoting their stuff. It was a win for the gallery who hosted the thing for no cost, because usually these galleries at Beverly Hills are closed at 7 o'clock at night, so they got to keep it open.
Right.
It was a win for all the estate planners and managers, because if they liked something they saw there, whether it be art, yacht, or food, you're in. It was a hit for all the other estate managers that are there for networking. It was a hit for all the other people that were there, the press, media, tastemakers like us, because we're promoting right now. We weren't paid to promote, but we were promoting it anyhow. Yeah. But
it would have been great if they would have had like a Rolls Royce or a Ferrari or
parked
a Lamborghini
out in front.
Parked out in front. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I know one of the invited guests pulled up across the street in a Lamborghini, a brand new Lamborghini. I saw him walking around giving out
the box to put drop your business card. And for a drawing.
Yeah, and what did the winner win again?
He didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, no, he got Tom Ford cologne.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay.
He never heard of it, though.
He never heard of Tom Ford.
Yeah, he never heard of it, and which is surprising.
Wow.
Which, by the way, did you read the article in the LA Times? I'm not sure if it was this Sunday or last Sunday about Tom Ford in the image section.
Yep.
Wow. Boy, yep. That guy is really rolling in it, ain't he? Lives in Bel Air. Fantastic.
Well, it's time to do another shout out.
What
and this
the
is
heck?
A shout out to our second cousin. And last week I mispronounced his last name. It's Brett Jacobson.
Well, you didn't mispronounce it. I think you just gave the wrong name.
I did.
You called him Koska.
Right.
Yeah.
I apologize for that, Brett. It's Brett Jacobson. And Brett runs a genealogy business.
Yeah.
Now, most people, when you think genealogy, you think two things. One, roots. With Alex Haley back in the 70s. Two, his competitor that starts with an A, which I'm not going to mention that because they're not a paid sponsor on this show. I'm mentioning this one because he is a second cousin to the Harris
family.
Brothers
family.
Based in Chicago. Brett Jacobson runs Jacobsongenealogy.com, and I'm going to spell that to you. It's J-A-C-O-B-S, the word on, GENEALOGY.com. Now, this is his logo or slogan. Discover the link to your past.
I like it.
I do too. Now, a lot of people are really, I guess nowadays, really getting into their roots and their genealogy. And this is a great way to start researching who you are and where you came from. So, I mean, and it's a very affordable price, too. I looked at his website, and the cost for getting this thing started is, you know, people spend more than this for a dinner out here or a lunch here in L.A. What did we pay when we went to the, we were at the Ivy or something a couple weeks ago for lunch. It was like $100 or something. So he's got some great prices here on this thing here. And we would love to have, mention Brett Jacobson, jacobsongenealogy.com. We may be seeing you next month when we go.
Big shout out. Get to that website. Check that out. And I know, I think he's doing some research for us. And it's interesting. I didn't give that much thought about having that done about us as far as family goes. But when you think about it and you give it some thought, it's important. And we all should know a lot about where we came from, our family heritage and lineage and so forth. And Mark?
Actually, you know, again, apologies.
Big apologies.
Eight-ish is in pre-production, not post-production. Our fault. This is what happens when you juggle too many things at the same time. And, you know, occasionally we're going to drop the ball. We apologize for that. Filming for Eight-ish movie will be in the summer of this year. And, you know, again, our ignorance for not being familiar with the England.
I think
area.
What happened here, Mark, is you were thinking that I was going to cover this boat, and I was thinking that you were covering this boat, and we kind of merged together and dropped it. So, big apologies.
Brighton is not the north of England for anybody who's listening out there. So, our apologies again, mistake on our end, and we need to apologize to our listeners across the pond that we had some misinformation in
and the correct pronunciation of Leung's name.
Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
Not Andrew. But I don't know. Did I say Andrew?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I guess you did.
Okay. Our apologies.
So our apologies. And onward.
Okay. Well, anyhow, so we're referring our listeners to Jacobs on genealogy.com. Go to the website. It's a great website. Check it out and enjoy. Some good news. Back to beauty pageants, which is one of the things that we do most of the year here, is we just came on board to judge the Miss Santa Monica pageant at the Lowe's Hotel in Santa Monica Sunday, March 15th, which is just about 12 days away. So yeah. They didn't give us much time to get moving on this thing, but I always like judging, and I especially like judging locally. And Santa Monica, we were at the Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel last year where we judged Miss Malibu and Miss Beverly Hills. This time, we're in Santa Monica judging Miss Santa Monica.
Yeah, I love that.
Which is cool.
Like you said, Mark, you love judging locally, but at the same time, I know we equally love traveling. I mean, we're going to be going to Hawaii later this year. I mean, what a better place to go to judge a beauty pageant. We're going to be going to South Carolina, Alabama, New York, Maryland, as well as Virginia Beach, Virginia for the Miss Teen International USA pageant. So,
that sounds like a mouthful.
Yeah, it's great to travel, but it is great to stay local on occasion because we could leave in the morning and be back in the afternoon. But I know we do like traveling and we do like doing beauty pageants, whether we're judging him, whether we're attending, or whether we're providing gifting. And by the way, attending, we had an invitation to attend the Miss Globe USA pageant taking place in Las Vegas this weekend. I tell you, Mark, if there's a pageant to have, there's a pageant to have. I mean, if you could put a title on...
It's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Pageants are moneymakers.
Didn't we just have attend our Oscars event last week, Mrs. or Miss India? Miss India World?
Yes. Miss India World from 2 years ago, I think. Naturally, you know, she doesn't have the title anymore, but... always have that. And she'll always be Miss India to me.
So for that particular event we hosted, we had Miss India, we had Miss Hollywood, and we had Miss California.
And we also had former Illinois teen from 2 years ago.
So we had four beauty queens.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, we're pageant kings.
That's right.
We've got to have that attending our events.
Boy, again, with having them attend our events, with us attending as invited guests, with us actually judging, and with us providing gifting, we are exactly that, Mark. We are the pageant kings. You know, and I think we judge quite a bit. But when we judged Miss New York in January, one of our competitors, one of our fellow judges, he has judged 30 pageants over the years,
right,
hasn't he?
Right.
That's
Capitoffi you're talking about, right?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 if you did 3 pageants a year, that's 10 years of judging.
That's a lot of judging. Oh. I mean, that's a true pageant king then, right? That's a little bit too much for me, though.
Well, I don't know. But see,
his claim to fame is also that he's either judged or been to a ballpark in 49 of the 50 states, or 48 of the 50 states, yeah. I think, right?
Now, let me go back. You just said, now, that's a real pageant king. So that brings up the question, what is the definition of pageant king? Is a pageant king just one who only judges?
No,
or is
I guess
a pageant
not.
King one who attends as an invited guest, judges, and provides gifting?
And counseling now. I'm going to be counseling a former winner of one of our pageants that we did.
That's so, right.
That's a pageant king, not just judging.
Boy, consulting, right? Is that what you said, consulting?
Yeah, I've been asked to offer my opinion, my suggestions, my insight into how they can go on to win the Miss Teen USA pageant in Paradise Island, Bahamas in June of this
that
year.
That title of consultant is so broad and vague. And I mean, did you know that the Colonel, Tom Parker, after Elvis had already
passed on. See, when most people say the Colonel, they're thinking about Harlan Sanders, the Colonel.
Yeah. But
secondary of the Colonel is going to be Tom Parker.
After Elvis has already passed away, the Hilton, Las Vegas, hired him on for $50,000 a year to be a consultant to the Hilton.
The Colonel?
For their entertainment.
Yeah.
I
Makes
mean,
sense.
Consultant is a good title to have.
Yeah. I like that title. I mean, I think I might get some business cards made up, but it just shows me as the consultant.
Yeah, I mean, you get paid a lot of money for not doing a lot of work.
This is true.
Yeah,
this
you're a consultant. You know, it's just...
Exciting day today as the Forbes 400 was announced as the 400 richest people in the globe, And I guess, that, you know, Bill Gates is back on number one. $79 billion this guy's worth. Okay. Carlos Slim Pickens is number two by $75 billion. Warren Buffett, number three, with about $74 billion or so. Out of the top 10, have you seen the top 10?
There are
four members of the Walton family.
Oh, maybe I didn't see the top. Four of them in the top 10?
Yeah. One of them is worth $41 billion. Another one's $40 billion. And then there's a $39 billion, like a $38 billion.
Hey, Mark, let me just jump in there really quick because you're talking about the Walton family. Remember at our event, our Oscar suite, we had some publicist that came in that tried to bring – that she had the Walton family with her?
The Walton family – or she didn't say which part of the Walton family. It was some of the Waltons from Arkansas were in the car waiting for final approval if they can come into the gifting suite. And how absolutely ludicrous
is
that?
I think she said that they made the rounds at a couple other ones.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I see that is? Somebody's faking, taking their name and trying to make them into something, because there ain't no way. Even the grandkids from Sam Walton, who are still probably worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
These are probably second and third cousins once removed that have the Walton name.
Yeah, I can't see where the interest would be. I mean, they're from Arkansas.
That's what we told them. We said that this makes absolutely no sense.
Anyhow, get back. I just had to throw that in there because that was ridiculous.
I was winding down with that. The fact that there's four in the top, actually the top 12, I think, that are worth $40 billion and $38 billion or so. And I'm sure there are plenty more Waltons below that in the top 20 or the top 30 or something that are still worth.
The family is worth $178 billion altogether.
Okay, well, because there's four of them right there. That's $178 billion right there. So, or $150 billion or whatever. Yeah. So that's amazing. And so Michael Jordan finally made the list. He's a billionaire.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's on the list for the first time. He's become a billionaire.
Just he's at like $1 billion solid. Well, that's wow. Last I heard, investments, he was like $350 or $450.
Endorsements. I guess investments is big part of it. He invested his money wisely.
Wow.
That being said, we have had now since he's entered the billionaire list, you and I have entered the billionaire. Well, we've met numerous billionaires. Can you name the billionaires that we have met?
Okay, Michael Jordan right there. I know we met Donald Sterling.
Yeah, former owner of the Clippers.
Right. I know we met Donald Trump.
Okay. One more.
Oh, wow. Has he been for quite some time, or is it just recent?
I would say 5 years or more, 10 years maybe.
Donald Sterling, Donald Trump, Michael Jordan. Damn, I don't know.
Mark Cuban from Shark Tank.
Oh, geez, you're right.
Yeah,
that's
so Mark
right.
Cuban, yeah. Donald Trump, Donald Sterling, and Michael Jordan. We have met four billionaires.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff, right?
Yeah, it is. I know we never met Richard Branson. We were invited to one of his.
We were invited. Like you said, we were invited to one of his events.
He's my favorite billionaire, and Ralph Lauren's my second one.
Wow.
Yeah. But wow. So Michael Jordan made the list, and so the Snapchat creator.
He's 24 years old.
And
how long has Snapchat been around?
I think maybe 2 years.
Snapchat is when the text disappears after you just send it once, right?
No, it's a 6 second video or 8 second video clip.
Oh, that's Snapchat?
Yeah. And then you have
why does it say chat then? Because there's also that chat thing that disappears in 30 seconds.
Well, I don't know, but I know Snapchat is maybe you could attach some verbiage with it. But
no,
it's
Snapchat
a video.
Isn't the video that disappears or the quick video. That's not Snapchat. That's something else. Snapchat is the text or the verbiage that you send out that disappears within 30 seconds or so. But this video thing is not Snapchat.
No, I disagree.
All right.
It's both. That's the way you snap it and you chat.
Okay.
You're snapping it while you're chatting. So that's why it's. I mean, if it was 6 seconds of
dialogue. We'll do some research on that. Yeah. But he's 24. I mean, 24. When did he start?
He probably
this
a couple of years, but he probably sold it to Twitter or Yahoo.
No, I didn't
or
hear anything about that.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's the only way you could be worth a billion.
Well, usually when you sell, you make a lot more than that.
Yeah, you make a couple billion.
Right. So. You know, we'll have to research this guy. But anyhow, 24. How old was he when he came up with this thing?
Probably 2 years ago. I mean, I don't even think it's been around 2 years actually. I don't understand how big these things are.
I only heard
so
it
fast.
6 months ago and my son started using it.
Yeah. So maybe a year. I don't know. So how does it be worth it?
How does a 22-year-old come up with something like this?
Mm. Mm. man, beats the heck out of me, but sure is a clear day.
Yeah, so I
got to
go when we leave here. I'm going to go pick up my new Forbes magazine. I got them going back 20 years. I got these. I get this Forbes 400 every year.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
You know, so
yeah, absolutely.
Must be nice. This billionaire, he would have enjoyed being at this Peter Lick Gallery in Beverly Hills last week for the estate planners.
How much is the Facebook dude worth?
$36 billion. Okay. He went up. Yeah. And Larry Ellison, who owns Oracle, he's $56
billion. Yeah.
And Bezos.
The Google guys are up there, I'm sure.
Yeah. And Bezos, the Amazon guy, he's $38 billion, I think, too. Some of these guys, they just keep going up and up and up and up and up and up. It's amazing. It's amazing the kind of monies these people make.
Isn't it?
You know? But hey, I want to put a shout out to another one of our new clients, publicity clients, Carmi Felwak.
Say it again, Mark.
Carmi Felwak.
I like how that sounds.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring to it.
It does have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
She just came on board just a little more than a week ago.
Well, yeah, when I said new, I meant
brand new.
Brand new, yeah. Carmi Felwak. And I'll spell the last name for you. It's F-E-L-L-W-O-C-K. And first name's Carmi. She's an actress, and her big project this year is something called Second Sears Genesis. That sounds like a science fiction movie, doesn't it?
It does, indeed.
It's going to be the first of possible three feature films surrounding the Second Sears character. The website is secondsears.com, and that's the word second, S-E-E-R-S.com. So go there, check it out. Her character is one of the leads named Tara. The characters...
is it Tara or Tara?
Good question. Tara or Tara? Well, I guess you could look at it either way, right? Yeah.
Potato or potato.
So how do you say it?
I would say Tara.
Mm. All right. Well, it should be interesting. Looking forward to checking that thing out. She will also be attending the 2015 Comic-Con with the Alpha and Omega crew.
Oh, we'll probably see her down there.
Down there in San Diego.
Yeah, we love doing Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con is pretty fun stuff. So, yeah. Carmi Felwak, welcome aboard. We're going to see you at many Hollywood events.
And probably next week at it's Fashion Week next week.
Yeah,
so.
Fashion Week. So we're all over the place.
I mean, Fashion Week in L.A. is not like London
or
New York or Milan or even Miami, which we're going to be going to this summer, excited to say. But it's getting bigger every year, so hopefully there'll be some fun stuff going on next week. It's kind of limited, but hopefully there'll be some fun stuff going on. I know we're going to be attending... the Suwong's event, which is, I love it. We did that last year. It was a great one. So.
Good times for all. We've got a new episode that just started running on firstrun.tv.
The World of WoW.
The Harris Brothers' Fabulous World of WoW will be seen on firstrun.tv. And it's pretty cool stuff. We go to a...
this is a fun episode. Well, the first episode was
what do you call
good.
This? The car broker. It was...
It was
where you go in Hollywood when you're filming a movie or a TV show or a commercial.
When you need a car or you need a car built or you need a car...
To be in the show.
Yeah, if you're looking for an old car, a new car, or just creating a new car, that's where... This is an industry we didn't even know existed, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is fantastic, but this is where you go.
It's a great episode because had some really cool cars there.
Cool cars.
Cars?
And we were... there was a simulator that we had the opportunity to both test drive.
Yeah, a great episode. So the thing I like about this firstrun.tv, you could watch this thing 24/7, 365, just like our show.
Yeah.
You could listen to
even
it.
Even if you miss the show. Yeah, even if you miss our show, you go back.
Laptop, desktop, Android,
tablet.
iPhone, tablet. Laptop everywhere, anywhere.
Yeah.
You could punch it in, watch it. And it's a great, fun... It's about 25 minutes, I think, this episode.
I love the starting. Our starting credits when we're cruising around.
And the cartoon. They got the cartoon of us in there.
The cartoon,
right?
Yeah. I do enjoy it. So
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's just out... As of yesterday,
last night,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's live to our listeners around the globe, 24/7, 365. It's the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW on firstrun.tv. So please catch it and enjoy the
And, you know, today is Tuesday, and it's Tastemaker Tuesday, and it's Storage Wars Tuesday. We are not on tonight, but we were on two nights ago. Two different episodes. So
Sunday night.
Yeah, this past day. I'm not sure how much I promoted or you did. But, yeah, we were on two episodes, and two different episodes, which is great. So you get a double dose of the Harris Brothers. And like Mark said, it's Tastemaker Tuesday. So you listen to us today, and then you could – check us out on the wonderful world of WoW. It's the wonderful world of...
I thought it was the Harris Brothers fabulous world of WoW.
Yeah. I just keep on thinking what I'm thinking. I think the wonderful world of Disney for whatever reason. But yeah, check us out. Good stuff.
Hey, we are also... I mentioned that we are judging the Miss Santa Monica USA pageant in Santa Monica in a couple weeks. We are also producing the official gift bags for that event, which will be going to the judges and the contestants. If anybody out there has a product, brand, or service that they want to promote, which is a great way to promote, I always say that your product is going to the most beautiful girls in Santa Monica. And there are a lot of beautiful girls in Santa Monica, without question.
Yeah.
So if you have a product, a brand, a service, you want to be involved in that exciting marketing opportunity. Again, WoW Creations is our core business. That's our main business. This is it. Everything else we do, whether it be judging or TV shows or radio shows or our columns we write, is all secondary.
Contributing columnists, that's correct.
So if you do have a product, brand, a service that wants to get involved in Miss Santa Monica USA, you can send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com, right?
Right. And for all our TMZ followers, listeners,
hey, yeah,
and watchers,
great, right?
Tune in on Wednesday afternoon. Mark and I were both in Beverly Hills over the weekend at just shopping around, like doing what we usually do. And then we stopped off at Sprinkles Cupcakes, which is the cupcake place of all cupcake places, in the afternoon. And we're just outside.
I was having a cup of coffee.
It was a latte.
Oh, latte. Excuse me.
Yeah. And had a couple of cupcakes. And as we're enjoying, and it was a nice brisk afternoon, the TMZ tour bus pulls up. I guess they stop off at Sprinkles because it's like the
a lot of
star,
celebrities hang out there. Because didn't one of the customers that was hanging out there also eating a cupcake, didn't they ask, have you seen these celebrities here today?
Right, they were at the table next to us. But anyhow, as we're just sitting there, the TMZ tour bus pulls up. And we're just sitting there, and the tour guide is just talking about Sprinkles, blah, 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 blah. And he evidently recognized the two of us, and which was kind of interesting and kind of fun, and called us over. Not only did he call us over.
From the loudspeaker, right?
The loudspeaker. He called us over, and he brought us onto the bus.
Here we are. We left our stuff, our cupcakes, at our table.
Yeah.
We walked down to the bus, and it must have been about 30.
It was full. Yeah, it was
30
full.
People,
yeah,
on this bus?
It was a full bus, about 30 people from all across. You know, we should have asked where they were
right.
from.
Right. I know somebody's birthday was.
It was
that
somebody's
day.
Birthday, yeah, so we wished them happy birthday. But curious. We should have asked.
And they were filming this too.
Yeah, so they're filming us. So, I guess they have a camera handy for just at any given time. So we got an email yesterday saying that. I guess they tracked us down and pretty much just said that there's a possibility we might be on Wednesday's show. So I'm going to be tuning in.
Yeah.
So
what time is that air?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock,
okay.
To 5 o'clock, because I know it comes, which is East Coast, at 7 o'clock. So, and then it plays again in the evening. So I'm going to be watching. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, it'll be just a blip.
TMZ has cameras everywhere. They're constantly filming everything. So I guess we would be considered filming.
But you know what? That being said, you know, we're all over the place, whether it be in Hollywood or Beverly Hills or LAX. I don't remember seeing these camera crews going anywhere.
But you know, they're just paparazzi though, Mark, because, you know, they don't have an actual camera that says TMZ.
Anybody can be paparazzi nowadays, right?
Right.
Everybody's
so,
independent contractors.
Yeah.
Everybody's selling their own pictures to everybody.
And, you know, when we go to events, there's paparazzi there. I mean, they could be TMZ people. We don't know.
Mm.
But they are literally everywhere.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's almost unreal how everything TMZ is everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean,
first source to go to when anything breaks.
And I think how that works is, you know, everybody knows what TMZ is. So there's anybody out there that just has a cell phone could snap a shot.
Independent contractors,
right? And
they just
outsource it or sell it to TMZ. So we think that TMZ is everywhere. When with reality, everybody is connected to TMZ
by being an independent contractor.
Yeah.
They all have independent agreements with them.
Yeah.
To sell photos, videos
of
wherever they see, whenever they see.
I mean, there's Skid Row the other day when there was that LAPD. They just killed that homeless person.
Yeah.
Skid Row. And when this is happening, somebody's 10 feet away with a camera.
Wow.
And they're filming it. So access. In fact, I have it written here, right here, Mark.
You
it
have
says,
what written?
Access is everything.
Oh, yeah. I came up with that term a few months ago. We need to use that more for WoW Creations.
Access is everything.
Yeah.
Went to the movies this weekend. Had a tough choice. I mean, a new movie came out with Will Smith. He hasn't had a hit in years. Focus. And there was another movie that I wanted to see called Kingsman. So my wife and I went. She says, what do you want to see? I says, what do you want to see? She says, Kingsman. I says, I want to see Focus. She says, let's see whatever you want. I says, let's see what you want. So we end up going to see Focus. We're sitting in the theater. I got to tell you, after the first 10 or 15 minutes, my wife looks at me and she says, this stinks. Let's go see let's exchange our ticket for Kingsman. There was 15 minutes, believe it or not, coincidentally, 15 minutes difference in the times that Kingsman started and Focus started. So we only sat through 15 minutes of Focus. We got up, walked out, exchanged our tickets for Kingsman, missed literally the first 3 minutes, sat through Kingsman, which came out here about 2 weeks ago with Colin Firth and Samuel L. Jackson. Loved it. You highly recommended it to me and saw it, loved it, took place in London. Secret agent type of movie, loved it. You, on the other hand, went to see Focus this week.
Yeah, I did, and you made the right choice by walking out in the first 15 minutes. I wish I would have made that choice. It was a lousy movie. You know, in these con movies, you really have to be realistic when you're making these cons. The cons that they did in there were just unrealistic and unbelievable, and it was a crappy movie. No doubt about that, well, it was a crappy movie.
And I told you how we walked out after the first 15 minutes. Did you kind of get that after the first 15 minutes, Mark? Did you say...
You know, it was slow, but, you know, a lot of movies are slow in the first 15 minutes. But I never think about walking out after the first 15 minutes because usually after the slow 15 minutes, it starts picking up.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, there were some pieces in it that were okay.
Sure.
But for the most part, an hour and 45, an hour and 50 minutes of this thing, I'm thinking I should have walked out.
I think it only did like 12 million at the box office.
No, it did 19.
Oh, 19.
19 million.
Okay, well, that
one.
Was just Will Smith bringing them in, but it'll probably...
But he just can't bring them in, or he's got to attach himself to something pretty decent from now on because he can't keep putting out these stink bombs.
What was the last movie he did?
It was a year and a half ago. It was that Planet Earth movie, I Am Earth or something.
Okay, and what did he do before that?
It was some other disaster. So yeah. This is three or four in a row that he's done.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But I did see the Birdman.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting movie, to say the least. I could see why Michael Keaton was nominated for Best Actor. He was good in it. If Redmayne wasn't up for the same role or same award, that category, I would think Michael Keaton would have got it. But overall, the movie itself, very dark.
Was it good, though?
It was okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was the best picture of the year, but who knows? You know, I TiVo'd Chariots of Fire the other day, and I'm going to watch that, but I remember that not being that good. English Patient from a few years before that.
Ordinary People.
You know, it was an ordinary movie.
Out of Africa.
You know, a lot of these movies
are just okay.
You know, so Birdman, but I also saw the Boyhood thing, and I didn't like that at all. So I did like Birdman better than Boyhood.
And you know what I saw over the weekend, too, was St. Vincent with Bill Murray.
Oh,
and
was that great?
Yeah, and he was fantastic. And now this is a travesty because he got completely shined on by the Academy. I know he got a Golden Globe nomination, but for the Academy, he didn't get anything. But yet they give Ethan Hawke an Academy Award nomination for Boyhood. I like Ethan Hawke, and the movie I thought was okay, but I like Ethan Hawke. But how in the world can you overlook Bill Murray? I mean, right out of the gate, he was good, right?
Absolutely. Matt, we just got a great email from our friend down there in South Florida.
Oh, I love South Florida.
Miriam Brown.
Hey, Miriam.
Giving us the dates for this year's Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament and inviting us back to participate. So
wow.
We always like to come back to South Florida and promote the Chris Everett Charities. It's set for November 20th through the 22nd. And Miriam, if you are listening, we will definitely be back this year because we enjoy this event.
Love the event. It's a great cause. Love working with Miriam. It's a fantastic team.
ChrisEverett.org. So our listeners around the world, if you're familiar with Chris Everett or the charity, please go to ChrisEverett.org and donate because it's a great cause. And they just celebrated this was their 25th year there. So
and this, I think we finally had the opportunity to meet Chris this year, and she had a shout-out for us, which was great during the gala dinner, Mark. Remember we had to stand up, and she said, you guys.
It was great,
Because
we were there kind of quasi as business and quasi as celebrities.
Kind of like in the background, but then she says, you guys have seen these twins over the course of the weekend. And
they're all over the place.
Yeah, so that was a nice warm welcome. And we love that partnership. Love it. I mean, it's a great partnership. Thank you, Miriam. And we'll see you down in, I was going to say South Beach, see you down in South Florida in November. Always the same same day.
Because it's November 22nd. It's the JFK anniversary of his passing in
We were there, I think, two years ago.
Yeah, 2 years
ago. Or last year, or some of those.
Was last year our 2014, Mark, our third year or second year?
You mean we were just there a couple months ago? Had to be the third.
Okay.
Yeah, third. So we're coming back for the fourth.
Well, we're winding down here now, Mark.
Well, you know, we're always looking for new followers on Facebook and Twitter. So we're facebook.com/wowcreations. Twitter is, excuse me, twitter.com/wowhollywood. You can watch us on firstrun.tv, like we told you, our new show, The Fabulous World. I've got to get some water here.
Are we on Star Wars next? I'm Star Wars. Storage Wars. Hey, I'd like to be in Star Wars. Hey, the new one's coming out, I think, later this year. But anyhow,
no, Storage Wars, as far as I know, I haven't checked next week, so I'm not sure when we're on again.
Okay.
But you can follow us on Flickr, MySpace, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Go to our website at wildcreationsmedia.com.
Look for us next week out at Fashion Week.
Fashion Week, we're going to be all across the board.
Somebody suggested last night that we should host some kind of fashion-related event next week.
Yeah, wouldn't mind
that at
all.
I don't think there's enough time to do that, but keep that in mind, Mark.
Yeah, anybody that's listening out there that's looking for a host, contact us, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Our website is wildcreationsmedia.com.
Hey, Mark, did you mention that we have two Twitter pages? Kings of Swag and Wow Hollywood. So there's two Twitter pages. Go figure that one out.
So to our listeners around the world, thanks so much for tuning in and listening to us. Watch us on firstrun.tv, listen to us on the radio. And until then, eat something good, drink something spectacular,
have
go
fun.
On and have a great time.
See ya.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.